Corey Connors, Canadian pro tour player, and was largely unknown up here on tour. But when you lead the Valspar after 54 holes, you're going to get people paying attention to you. Didn't hurt that Tiger Woods was in the hunt, because even though the easy response would be, well, Tiger took away from a lot of his thunder, true, but there were so many more eyes on the tournament because of Tiger. In a way, there'd be even more focus on Corey Connors and everyone else that was in the tournament. And there's been a lot of Canadian content at this tournament recently. Adam Hadwin won the tournament last year. He finished T10, I believe, this weekend. And here is Corey Connors, who was in the lead after 54 holes and struggled a bit yesterday, but still finishes in the top 20, and he joins us now. How you doing, Corey?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. So take us through this. Now you've had a chance to digest it a bit. Looking back on the weekend, just an incredible weekend for you. How do you feel about the experience?
Yeah, obviously it was an incredible experience, and I was a little bit disappointed yesterday to not have played like I wanted to. But my best finish of the year, so that's a big positive. And getting myself into the mix and holding the lead through each of the first, second, and third rounds was awesome and felt great. Gave me a lot of confidence, and really looking forward to the rest of the season.
You know, Bob Weeks, Corey, our TSN golf expert, he's really high on you, and he said, hey, listen, you know, after this, it's going to be an opportunity for you to learn. And, you know, he has no doubt that you're going to win on the tour. But, you know, it's great for other people to say you're going to learn. But what do you take out of that experience? And what in a short period of time, and I know it's only a day, what do you feel that you benefit from that experience, going into the lead and then, you know, not being able to hold it?
Yeah, so obviously feel a little bit different. There's definitely some nerves going into a Sunday holding the lead. I was really happy to have kept the lead through the round on Saturday. But going into Sunday, I think the biggest thing that I learned was kind of how you feel. And hopefully going forward, I can manage some of the nerves a little bit better and just kind of settle into the round. Kind of struggled on the greens a little bit, was leaving some putts short, and just being able to sort of be more comfortable in that position will be something that I can definitely learn from and use going forward.
With Canadian PGA Tour player Corey Connors, he had the lead at the Valspar after the first three rounds. He ended up tied for 16th. There was a chance coming down the stretch on Saturday that you would be paired, the final pairing with Tiger Woods on Sunday. That did not end up happening. Were you hoping that you would be paired with Tiger, or were you happy to avoid that?
Well, obviously, I grew up watching Tiger and really idolized him as I grew up and started getting into golf. And so definitely be awesome to be paired with him. I think maybe it was better to be in the group behind him. It's craziness playing with him, I'm sure. So many people and a lot of roars for him. So I think it might be a bigger challenge to be paired with him. Obviously would have been really cool, but I think it worked out well for me. Obviously he didn't play my best, but playing with Justin Rose, another great player, and kind of being behind all the craziness that follows Tiger was maybe a little bit easier to deal with. But definitely in the future, I'd love the opportunity to go head to head with him coming down the stretch on Sunday.
We were laughing last week without knowing that it was going to be you that we were talking about who would be playing behind Tiger Woods because of the crowds that just follow him like a herd. What's that like? Let's say you're waiting on a par three and he putts out and then he walks to the next hole and all those people start pouring away. Are you yelling at them being like, dude, wait for me to shoot first. Like, watch what I'm going to do here. How did you react to just the crowds kind of traveling Tiger yesterday?
Yeah, I think fortunately playing in twosomes on the weekend, the pace goes along pretty quickly. There's not a ton of waiting around. Everything's kind of matched up nicely, but there's a few times, and you just kind of give it a little extra time, wait for things to settle down, because there's definitely a lot of movement once he makes a move or he finishes a hole. Just had to wait a little bit longer. There's not really anything you can say to people because there's so many of them trying to get a look at his next shot. I think, yeah, the routing of that golf course worked out pretty well as well, that the next tee wasn't super close to the green, so people were able to get far enough away that they weren't too bothersome.
With Corey Connors, who again finished tied for 16th at the Velspar this past weekend, was in the lead after 54 holes. Take us back to Saturday night. You're in the lead. You've never won on PGA Tour. You're still a young guy. You're making your bones on the tour. You're sitting there with that kind of a field, at that kind of a course, in the lead after 54. What was your Saturday night like?
Yeah, I was fairly relaxed. I think being able to hold the lead all through Saturday helped me stay calm a lot, knowing that if I just play my game, I can sort of hang there. Obviously, it didn't pan out as I wanted to on Sunday, but I felt pretty good on Saturday night. Obviously, there's some thoughts that go through your head. Winning a PGA Tour event's quite a big deal and has a lot of perks that come along with it. I was kind of aware of those thoughts, but tried not to get ahead of myself and tried to focus and kind of go through the course and my plan, how I was going to attack things on Sunday, and just kind of practice thinking about some outcome thoughts that I was ultimately going to be thinking about while playing on Sunday and how I wanted to sort of get away from that and get myself refocused on just playing golf. It was pretty good. Fortunately, I'm really good sleeper at night. I have no issues ever falling asleep, and my fiance can definitely attest to that. So that wasn't a big worry of mine. I was able to get a nice sleep, but there was a lot of time on Sunday morning as well. Didn't tee off on Sunday until 2 p.m. So there's kind of a lot of time. Went through my normal routine in the morning, and I got up to the course, and I felt pretty good. And yeah, I was excited for the day. I knew it was going to be a fun day, but a challenging day for sure, with so many great players close to the lead, and ultimately didn't get off to a great start and struggled to get the ball into the hole, but yeah, it was a great experience overall.
Well, I think you put yourself on the map across the tour, and certainly up here in Canada, a lot of people were tracking you, and we look forward to seeing where you take it next, and congrats on a great weekend, and I'm sure we'll chat again down the road. Thank you for this.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
There's Corey Connors. Good sleeper. Good sleeper.
What you think about, too, just what he talks about playing at 2 o'clock, teeing off at 2 o'clock. So you have all that night, you finish your round. Now you got all that night to be thinking about this. I mean, I'm really impressed with the fact that he talked about the nerves, managing the nerves and everything that went with it. If you've never been in that position, how do you know how you're going to deal with it and everything?
That's a good point.
And, you know, and I mean, Bob Weeks to me is, you know, so good. And listening to him talk about Corey Connors, I mean, he really believes that he's going to win because he's so talented. But now you got to go, you learn from that.
Now you really got to win.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Tiger. We're all like, he's back. He didn't win.
Yeah.
You know, you got to win to truly be back. Tiger doesn't finish second. You know, when he was at the top of his game, he was winning tournaments.
Did you see that little stat that they said going into the final round when he was within the top five going in or leading or within?
He's got a lead. Like, when he was at his height, if he's leading, he wins.
Right.
If he doesn't chase that well
but historically. I think there was only, like, he was like 69 times he had won, and everybody, there was one each of like seven times. Yesterday
right.
would be the eighth.
Yeah, exactly.
Scary.
He was never known as a guy that was kind of chasing. He was always in the lead after 54, yeah. And it was over.